You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The service at St Paul's Cathedral will today commemorate the 75th anniversary of the original Royal Engineers bomb disposal unit. After its inception in October 1940, it played an important role in the Second World War and through subsequent conflicts, Northern Ireland, Iraq, Afghanistan. We're joined now by two members of 101 Engineer Regiment, Major Richard Rees and Warrant Officer Carl Lay. Good morning to you both. Major Rees, what does this anniversary, this commemoration of the original unit, mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, it's a real celebration of the successes that we've had, but equally, a time to remember, our fallen comrades. A really good opportunity to think about that.
How did you first get into this area?
Initially, as a staff officer, I did a lot of bringing together the counter-ID teams in Afghanistan. And then more recently, I'm the squadron commander of one of the UK EOD teams.
Right. And sitting right next to you, a chest absolutely resplendent with medals, is Warrant Officer Carl Lay. Now, one of those medals is the George Medal, which you were given after clearing more roadside bombs than anyone else in history, which is a remarkable achievement.
Yes, I received the George Medal in 2010 for work in Afghanistan, and whilst it's a massively proud award to receive individually, it was given for what my work as part of a counter-IED team in Afghanistan, so 12 people dedicated to the location and render safety devices, so I had seven excellent searches that found the devices for me to ultimately render safe. So it's an individual award for a team effort.
How many devices did your team render safe over your time?
Over the course of 6 months, we rendered safe 139 IEDs around Helmand Province.
And what was the most difficult situation you found yourself in?
They're all equally difficult. There's no real one incident which you can highlight above the others. But In hindsight, we fall back on our training, and on the face of it, it is a very dangerous occupation. But the British Army training is the best in the world, and when we deploy to places like Afghanistan, we're well prepared and well trained. So it's realistically no more dangerous than any other job in the British military.
Major Rees, when we think about bomb disposal, you probably imagine a lone officer or soldier approaching a suspicious device. Is it like that, or has technology increasingly helped in the work you do?
We absolutely use technology to our advantage, and remote where possible is one of those guiding principles that we use. But ultimately, we all have to be prepared to go down and get hands on as and when we need to.
And how do you prepare yourself for that moment? Just where your own life is in that much danger. How do you clear your mind?
Like I mentioned before, it's the training we received is second to none. So when we are rendering devices safe, we almost forget about the actual hazards, and it becomes almost second nature. That's a testament to the British Army training. We train hard, we fight easy. So by getting as much practice and training as we can, we negate the sort of mental fatigue of when we're actually dealing with devices.
Do you feel fear? Or do you keep fear at bay? I don't know whether that fear is useful in the sort of scenarios you find yourself in.
I probably wouldn't categorise it as fear. We always have a healthy respect for the device. It's intrinsically dangerous as an occupation, and we never forget that. But like I said before, we train to the extent where we negate as much risk as humanly possible.
And yet, Major Rees, still a difficult profession, a profession of high risk. How many comrades do you think you have lost over the years? How dangerous is it today?
It's still very dangerous. Technology is our nemesis as well as our friend, and devices continue to evolve, and we rely on falling back on our principles to make them go away, if you like, or render them safe. In the safest way, really.
And the most difficult situation you've found yourself in your career?
I have very little operational experience, so I stand at the end of the radio telling people where to go, which in itself brings quite a lot of stress. Dispatching people into these dangerous places where no one else really wants to go.
And Carl Lay, if people ask you, how do you do it? How do you hold your nerve? You've talked about the training already, but do you need a certain kind of mindset to go into this work in the first place?
No more specific mindset than any other sort of jobs in the military. It's seen and portrayed in media as being, like you mentioned before, a single officer or soldier working with a single device. But the qualities we need are being able to work coolly under pressure, remaining calm. But the biggest one is being able to work as a team. I mentioned before, it is a counter ID team of 12 men, and working well as a team with those 12 individuals is absolutely key.
Warrant Officer Carl Lane, Major Richard Rees, you'll both be at the Cathedral today for the commemorative service. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.